Feature Friday. Okay, this is gonna be a fat. This is a funny thing that's come up. We've got some people niggling over the paperwork. I don't think that this is ever actually gonna play out. I didn't come up with this. People have brought this up to me, but this is out there. I'm going to talk about the history of who gets to say what about Taiwan and the history of who gets to say what about Hong Kong. And this is just a funny, interesting plot twister. Excuse me. No, I'm going to save Hong Kong for the end, but I'm going to make this fast. During World War II, the Japanese took Taiwan and China surrendered it, the island of Formosa and a few others. The island of Formosa, let's just leave it at that. The island of Formosa, Taiwan proper, the Taiwan island, the big one. About half the size, it could fit comfortably inside of Lake Michigan. And it has a population, I think, bigger, like 23 million. Michigan is 16 million, I think. Second most densely populated place in the world. Three quarters of it covered by uninhabitable mountains. The second only to Japan. You take away the mountains, it's the densest population in the world. Really, a lot of interesting stuff, fascinating stuff. I learned about. Did you know that they have little? You know how there's baby oranges. I think they're called. They're different names for them. There's long ones and round ones and. I don't know what they call. They're just little baby oranges. Did you know they've got little baby passion fruit? I've been here 10 years and I ate a little baby passion fruit the other week. It's absolutely delicious. Yeah, they have baby passion fruits, just like they have baby oranges. I forget what there's some cute name for them. I just don't know them as baby oranges. I've grown that, taken the seeds out and grown them before. Taiwan's this adorable little island. Japan took it in World War II. China surrendered it properly. Okay, this island is yours, Japan. Signed officially. They did it under protest, but they did it. After World War II, 1945, Japan surrendered, and Japan said, okay, we're leaving Taiwan, but they never said who they're giving it back to. Now, in the Sino-British Joint Declaration of 1984, Britain said they were giving Hong Kong back to China. Okay. Japan never said that they were giving Taiwan back to China, and Japan surrendered to America. So there's this argument out there that technically China doesn't get to say what happens in Taiwan because they surrendered it fully and properly, and the people they surrendered to never said where it goes back to. So Taiwan was never part of China after the Japanese took it. Never went back. That's a thing. Okay, all right. Now, there's another argument out there that the British leased Hong Kong from the government that predates China's current government. The civil war between China and Taiwan is technically a war between parties. It's a militarized political battle. So both of them, there's a new Chinese year, which marks the beginning of their government. Dr. Sun Yat-sen started it. He was Christian, wanted a Christian-ish government. And he started the KMT. It was good. And then, of course, he died and it got commandeered, just like Apple did. And that's what happens when good, wonderful people start something and leave. So he died and left. And the dweebs and idiots political class took it over and totally ruined everything. So that's the KMT Nationalist Party, which is just terrible in Taiwan and hated. So, in fact, there's the mayor in Kaohsiung is this radical, outspoken populist. Everyone loved him. Now they're actually starting a recall vote to have him taken out because he's gotten too friendly with China and he blew up that fast. He fizzled and popped. He was like a Harding. President Harding was a fizzle and pop. Okay, so before that government, the government of the hated and estranged nationalists and the hated and controlling Chinese, the government started by Dr. Sun Yat-sen, like that overthrew the last emperor, you know, the Emperor Pu or whatever his name was, like P.U. or something. He was the child emperor who was in the Forbidden City, and those around him acted like he was in charge, but he never went outside of his Forbidden City because people were forbidden to go in. And that's because China was a power distance type of empire. And so that's how Dr. Sun took over all of China. And the emperor was all by himself thinking he was in charge. Dr. Sun started this government early 1900s. But Britain leased Hong Kong from the Chinese government before that. So Britain's lease agreement was never with this government that became that was never with the Chinese. Now, there were some other things that happened with the nationalists, the party Sun Yat-sen started, which then got ruined after he left. There were some things that Britain did with them. And so the argument is that Taiwan is the proper Chinese government over Hong Kong. Okay, so America would be the proper government over Taiwan, and Taiwan would be the proper Chinese government over Hong Kong. So anyhow, I'll say this again. Based on the dates of who did what and who occupied where and who made what agreement and treaty with who, there's this paperwork argument. I don't think anyone would ever act on it. It'd be like a blue law. Like, I think you can turn in a rat to some city in southern United States and get 50 cents for it or something, because there's still a bounty out on rats. Like, it's like a blue law. But there's this argument that the British had their lease with the government before the Chinese came along. They never dealt with the Chinese or something like that. They dealt with someone before them. And so Taiwan would be the proper Chinese government over Hong Kong, not the Beijing government. And then also that the China surrendered Taiwan to the Japanese, and the Japanese never gave it back to China. And so it's America who decides what happens to Taiwan. There's this argument that's been made about this, and it's just kind of funny. And it kind of makes you an angel conspiracy theorist. Like, maybe because of the promises that people made, the angels are following the promises, not the actions. And so that's why, so the angels are protecting territories. And so that's why they can't get this resolved, because of old promise. I don't know. You could have lots of fun with this, but that's just an interesting one to toy with. See you next week.